Who is it who has believed that Jesus is the reason for the season? We're looking eagerly forward toward Christmas Day. At this time of year, we began to prepare for that day. We buy gifts. There's a lot of parties. There's a lot of activity, a lot of stress, too. A lot of us are very glad when the Christmas season is over. To some, it is a time of pain because of separation, either through the death of a loved one or through family troubles, and a time just to get through. But who has believed the true reason for the season? Who has believed the report of the Bible that those who received Jesus in faith, repenting of their sins and confessing them to God, that is the one who receives the power of God to understand who Jesus is? Listen to what it says in chapter 53 of Isaiah, beginning with the first verse. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for Jesus, whom you sent, one who came to be among us, not just to walk with us, but to be one of us, to be our brother, and to lead us in the way of salvation. I pray you would help us to understand the meaning of Christmas Day, impress it upon our hearts. Help us to believe in our inmost being the report of the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God and he's come as the Savior of the world. Make that true in my heart, Lord, and help me as I go through this season with all the activity and all the stress and everything that comes with it, that Jesus is the reason for this season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.